Thank you for calling in the Depra Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depra Provera injury claim on the line. Her name is Delisa Tyndale.
Awesome. Hi, Delisa.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Matt?
I'm doing well. I understand you're looking to see, and we're on a recorded line, by the way. I understand you're looking to see that to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. No, I know I have not. But...
Okay. And just to double check here, is this your callback number, 770-666-0613?
Yes, sir, it is.
That's your cell phone, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Awesome. Thank you. And you're a U.S. resident?
You're welcome. Yes, sir, I am.
What state are you in?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, awesome. It started to get cool for you guys, right?
Man, too cool.
Too
I had
cool?
to cut my heat on. Yes.
Oh, man.
It's cold.
Yeah, we're dipping down
yes,
to the 40s early morning.
Right. Whoa. It's like 30s in the morning.
Oof, that's too cold. 40s is one
right.
thing, 30s is another. and then just to confirm here, you used the brand name Depra Provera for at least a year and four times, and then later developed meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I did.
And then are you the only one that took the depo that ended up getting sick, or did any friends or family also get sick?
I was the only one who
okay.
took it. I don't know.
Sure, not a problem. And then mm-hmm. what was the date that you were diagnosed?
The date that I was diagnosed was August the 10th, 2022.
8-10-2022. And
yes,
then
sir.
Did you start taking the depo shot after 1992?
Yes, sir. I started taking it in 2020.
2020? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you started in 2020 up until you got diagnosed in 22?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And again,
You're
this
welcome.
Was the brand name, not the generic version, right?
Yes, sir. It was the
okay.
Depo Provera.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
And I have your name spelled Delisa and then last name Tyndale. Is that correct?
Can you spell it one more time? Sorry, I think,
yep.
I think you spelled it right.
First name Delisa and then last name is Tyndale.
Yes, sir. Correct.
And then the email I show is Mrs. Boo Simmons at gmail.com.
Perfect. Yes,
okay.
sir.
Thank you. And
You're
then
welcome.
What's your current mailing address?
4243 INCA Court, Douglasville, Georgia, 30135.
Perfect. Thank you. In Douglas County, right?
You're welcome. Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And then you weren't diagnosed with cancer prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma, right?
No, sir, I wasn't.
Okay. Now, let's start off with the facility that diagnosed you. What was the hospital name or medical center name?
It was located in Douglasville, Georgia.
Was it the WellStar? Medical center?
It's like a family medicine facility. It's like
one,
my doctor.
The one on Hospital Drive in Douglasville?
No, sir. It's on Chapel Hill Road.
Chapel Hill Road. Let me see here. Chapel Hill Road.
I know my doctor's name is Dr. John Lawrence.
Dr. John Lawrence.
I can give you the actual address if you need it.
Yes, please.
Okay, one second.
Sure.
What's my papers? They're right here. 29, excuse me, I'm sorry. 2976 Chapel Hill Road, Douglasville, Georgia, 30135.
Okay. And that's the Piedmont
Piedmont. Piedmont.
Piedmont.
Yes, sir. PIE. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that in there. And then I have the address here. Let me give me one second. That looks like a nice little facility. And so that
Right.
was the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you, or did you have a different doctor that treated you?
The doctor that treated me was different. He was
Okay.
at he was on Johnson's Ferry Road in Atlanta.
Look that up here. Was that the North Side Hospital?
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay. All right, and I have the address here. Give me one second to plug everything in for both of these. One second,
Go
please.
ahead. Go ahead.
How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was great. How was yours? Thank you
I
for
was
asking.
sick, so I'm better now, so it wasn't
Are you
the
serious?
most ideal, but long weekend, so I got to recover, so not
I
too
heard it's
bad.
like a flu or something going around.
Yeah, a ton of people were sick in the office and stuff, and it just,
Wow.
got to me, but that's okay,
I know, like maybe like the beginning of November, my mom had like she passed out and she went in and just so happened they were like she just caught her pneumonia. So
Oh,
they had to
wow.
keep her for like yes, like it was crazy. And I was just trying to run back and forth to the hospital up there with her and it was like wow.
And real quick here, so I have that filled in for both of those centers that you told me. Let me just put in the north side. And either yourselves or the facilities or the hospitals will have the medical records, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then when you were taking the shots back in 22 and on, were they prescribed to you and you shot them yourself, or were you going to a clinic and getting that done for you?
Yes, I did them myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, for the North Side Hospital, what was that doctor's name?
Julian Bragg.
MD. Okay, perfect. BRG, BRAGG, right? Two G's.
Two G's, yes, sir.
Okay. And then the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera, do you recall their name?
Yes, sir. John Lawrence.
Oh, same one? Okay. From above. Okay, so that was Dr. Lauren Jorans, John Lawrence, and that was still at the one on Chapel Hill?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then what pharmacy were you picking up the depot at?
I was going to CVS.
CVS in Chapel Hill or?
Yes, sir. CVS, right? Yes, on in Douglasville. CVS Pharmacy.
Okay.
It's
Okay.
right there on Chapel Hill. I don't know their address. I can get you their address though.
I have
If
the
it's
address
CVS.
here. Perfect.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Not a problem. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And then we're just about done here. Next one asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to add an emergency contact or not really?
You can put my mom.
Sure. And her name?
Her name is Lisa, Lisa Townsend. Townsend.
And her phone
No.
number?
Yes, sir. 678-881-4308.
And then she lives in Georgia too, right?
Yes, sir. She does. She stays in Carrollton.
Okay. Alrighty. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
February the 25th, 1987.
2-25-87, and then just the last
yes,
four
sir.
of the social.
2601.
Okay, I'm going to send an automated DocuSign through text and email. You should be getting that here shortly.
Okay.
One second. It's saying that I'm... Oh, there it is. Okay, it's spinning right now.
You're fine. I know how technology is sometimes.
Right. I think I heard a buzz.
Yes, I received the text message. Let me see. Okay. Go to the text message. Okay. So I click on the link in my text, Mr. Emmanuel?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You'll follow the prompts on there to do a quick e-signature. I'm not able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on where to click next.
Yes, sir. Oh, it just put a D. Oh. Okay, Mr. Mike, if when I send it to you, can you see him?
Nothing that shows submitted yet. What does it say? What does it read on your screen right now?
It said I'm done signing. Okay, it said all parties have completed.
Let me refresh this here.
Okay.
Oh, yep. Actually, it shows completed, so you're all set there. In the next week or two, you should get a call from the firm directly. They'll call, introduce themselves, just double check the work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then you'll be all tidied up in there. So other than that, Christmas coming up, so hopefully you and the family have a good one, okay?
Amen, and you do the same.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.